Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I know the song.
Oh, Calgon, take me away.
This is a good song. Golly, Trisha Yearwood. I love her.
Can we do the show?
Can we go to a Trisha Yearwood concert?
Tell me when they're not COVID factories.
Well, yes. You would freak out at a Trisha Yearwood.
I do enjoy her.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to go to a country concert. I'm afraid.
It's like when I went to the Hollywood Bowl to see in LA and to see Carrie Underwood. And
yeah.
I bumped into a guy. I was with my friend Angel.
With like one
Angel.
Tooth.
And I bumped into this guy, and he turned around and he saw me sitting by Angel, and he looked at me and said, "Oh, it's okay. You're with a girl." Because you know, his wife probably said, "Daryl, I want to go to that Carrie Underwood. Honey, we got to go to Hollywood Bowl with all them faggots.
All them faggots are there.
some horny gay guy is going to think that this middle-aged fat man with drunk red nose is so attractive that they're going to want to suck my dick." Y'all, if you're around straight old men who think gay guys are just going to hit on them, tell them to look in the fucking mirror.
And they are completely wrong unless I see their bank account. And
thank you for completely just undermining my point.
And if I can see, if I get a printout and a credit report,
oh,
I'm great. Then I do want to suck their dick and hopefully bump off their wife.
Speaking of bumping off their wife, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Y'all,
this is the single life.
Single
this is reality gaze.
What episode? This is like episode
11.
11.
That's what I wrote down.
And it's titled X's and Oh No's.
X's and Oh No's.
Oh No's. Oh No's.
I'm pretty sure that has to do with Colt and Jess. And
you liar.
You trash man.
You trash man. You a gaslight. That was my favorite of her new one. You a gaslight.
She learned that term and she learned that term and she probably read it and she's like, "That is what Colt did to me."
She called Colt a gaslight. He is a gaslight.
He is a gaslight.
Because to her, it's a light.
Yeah, it makes sense. Instead of you gaslight her.
Yeah. I do like Tweety Bird. I do enjoy her.
No, it's y'all, not Tweety just, Bird. It's Egghead.
Oh,
Tweety
it's
Bird's
Egghead.
Nephew.
Y'all, really, when she was sitting there at that table, it really
She was like, giving off full Egghead vibes. It's those glasses, y'all. It's those glasses, and she has a tiny face, And so the bigger the glasses, it's like the more egghead vibes we get from her. She also kind of has her, when she's concerned or thinking about something, she opens her mouth, which is also very egghead.
Now, I will say, she looked great. I mean,
she looks great. And her husband is, I go in between whether her husband is kind of, I think he's cute. I would totally bang him.
Yeah, you would.
But there's some things, his eyes are kind of like, it's almost like, is he super high?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
He's like, dude, motherfucker, white man, motherfucker.
I don't know how intelligent he is.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's a musician of some type.
Oh, really? Well, do we have any announcements? We lately have just been jumping in the shows. Y'all, that's because The Single Life is that good.
I find...
It makes me angry how good this, it is.
I will say, I don't keep looking at my phone during this show like I normally look at during 90 Day, or I look at the clock.
It's also, too... This is just a... I almost would prefer if they had 20 episodes of 90 Day Fiancé in an hour instead of 2 hour shows.
I just realized why this is better. Well, for a lot of different reasons. There's no padding. For network, they have to pad.
They have to make a certain amount of episodes.
Exactly.
For this, they just make the... But also, I think it's the hour. They cut the fat in an hour. When you have a 2 hour show, it's just too much.
Yeah. We get... 4 scenes with Rebecca going, chewing on her mouth and saying, oh, I got to tell Syed that shopping cart looks just like the one I was in with my ex from Morocco.
Yeah. Yeah. This TJ Maxx looks just like the one on the other side of town that I went to that TJ Maxx when I called my ex from Morocco.
It's or we get just random clips of Amira looking sad for 10 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
It's the padding. It's the padding that this lacks. I fully enjoy The Single Life, and I'm very upset by it, that I enjoy it.
Very.
I really wanted to really despise Discovery Plus.
I wanted to hate Discovery Plus, too.
But with Pig Royalty and this, and that Melissa McCarthy,
the Ina
show.
Special.
I want to watch, I want to watch Giada and Bobby in Italy.
Is that on Discovery too?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's great.
Yeah.
They get along. Everybody thinks they're fucking.
They have this kind of big brother, big sister thing.
I think it's more
thing.
Siblings.
I think they could fuck.
I think it's more siblings. Jada's new boyfriend's cute. He's definitely your type.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him.
Did you see the Giada at home?
I kind of think...
Where he filmed it? Mm-hmm. It was so well done.
I kind of think in... in person, she might, or just at regular life, she might be a nightmare. I just have this feeling.
My friend Tia saw her at the Palisades.
I just have this feeling that she might be a nightmare.
She said she didn't talk to her, but she said that she's the most petite thing you've ever seen.
Oh, I'm sure. She's just like a beanpole with like a huge alien head.
And tits, because she's got boobs.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But no, I just, there's something.
It kind of makes me want to do a weekly show just talking about Food Network people.
Maybe you got something there.
Y'all,
I love the Food Network.
Come at us if you're Food Network sissies. We love it.
Although I don't like all those cake shows. They all piss me off.
I don't want another cake show.
They stress me the fuck out.
It's just they're too...
It's always...
I should be happy for the gay guy from Mean Girls who has a hosting gig because of
you mean Jonathan Bennett. Yeah.
Yeah, who's supposed to be fine. He's supposed to be wonderful.
With a huge dick.
Oh, that's, really?
Oh, everyone in West Hollywood's fucked him.
So that's why he's with that cute blonde guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Although he's really cute. Where are we?
Where are we?
No one gives a shit.
We don't even know what we're covering.
What time is this? It's 8 minutes. And
we were doing
even...
so well. We literally jumped into the show. We were talking about it. And then we got pulled out.
You waylaid me somehow.
Y'all, I am so happy that it is 90 degrees in Los Angeles, and we're in Poodle's air conditioning.
We're in central air, and you can't hear my air conditioning blowing right on me.
And it's windy, and the windows aren't blowing open, I'm not scared.
They did make some noise this morning, so it's possible. I also need to, what was I going to say? A sissy said, that because I used the term waylaid, and she's like, I kind of knew what it meant, but I looked it up. She's like, you're using it exactly the right way. And I'm like, I hoped I was.
Oh, that's
good. But it was to accost someone and take them away from the task at hand.
That is what you do to me a lot. That is what you do to me a lot.
No, you jump on a topic and wrestle it from me.
I'm just more color commentary, I think.
Well, that's the truth. You add zero.
Y'all, so we're going to talk about Single Life. I don't think we have any announcements, right?
Tonight's the tell-all, part two.
Is this episode going up today?
No.
So the tell-all's already
happened.
Y'all, it's just...
You know what? I want to live in the moment. I want to say what I'm doing in the moment.
Well, I'm telling you all, when we have a show on television, we're always just going
to
have
one. You're going to have to.
There's going to be a young PA named Tyler whose sole job is to put up the Monday sign on Thursday.
Yeah.
So Poodle knows what day it is. And if he fucks it up, Tyler's going to get fired.
I'm not able to do that. Like, there will have to be someone. My concept of time is not very fluid at all.
We will say, y'all, we are filming this episode the day the last tell-all is airing. 2 days, the same day that we're doing a YouTube Live with Chris Ferris.
Yeah.
So make sure, you could still check that out posthumously.
Posthumously.
But also, by the time you listen to this, you probably on Tuesday heard the sound of like maybe three giant dinosaurs falling at the same time, like boom, boom, boom. Or maybe like an explosion of an old hotel that they're demolishing in Las Vegas. Just
lots of smoke, too.
And smoke. And that's because Poodle's having
Monday's
sex.
D-Day, y'all. Dick Day.
Is it Monday? I thought it was Tuesday.
Nope, Monday.
Well, you got your shot on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So really, technically, I think you need to wait till Tuesday.
Oh, well, okay. No, no, no. I need to wait until noon, afternoon, because I got my shot on noon
on
Monday.
So you literally can have a nooner.
I can have a nooner.
That's perfect.
I love a nooner.
Because we're podcasting and then ending at noon. And then you can go to Fuck City.
There'll be three. The line might be three deep.
Here, let me get the door for you.
It is dick day, y'all.
Good
Monday
to see you again, Marlon.
Day.
How have you been? I haven't seen you in about 6 years. Didn't know you knew Jake.
Angel, it's good to see you.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, yeah, I'm very excited.
I am, too.
Doing some limbering up.
I'm proud for you. You
doing
waited.
A milk bath.
You did what you should have done. You did it the right way.
I tried. I don't really know what I've accrued for it. Just some extra miles.
Those warts probably cleared up. Y'all, let's move on. Speaking of somebody with warts, let's talk about Colt. Colt. Now, okay.
Trash man.
This is Colt adjacent, but I'm just reminding people on the tell-all, if you haven't listened to our part two of the tell-all, we are going to talk about Stephanie's videos on Instagram.
How is that Colt adjacent?
Because I'm going to talk about Larissa. Because on Stephanie's video, the first comment that I see of the first video is Larissa saying, "Well said, period, clap, 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 clap."
Larissa is commenting on Stephanie's video?
Yes.
Oh, because Larissa basically got fired from...
Yeah.
So she's against TLC, too.
I guess she is.
What if they did a show together? I would totally watch that.
You wouldn't have a voice.
Pray to whatever god or goddess or universe you worship.
Pagan ritual.
That will happen.
Or whatever, Jesus, all of them.
That those two will get together.
Yahweh.
Larissa, it's so good to have you. Larissa, say good night, because the cuckoo's here. They're both cat people.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
She's so biggie.
Stephanie.
Your house is biggie.
Your house is biggie. I love your boobies.
So let's jump in. Colt.
Colt and Vanessa are on their way to, they're having dinner with Jess and her husband, Brian, which there's no reason for this to happen.
No.
None at all.
I think we understand how strange it is. When they walk in, Colt walks in with Vanessa, like, holding hands, and both Jess and Brian are like, what?
They just could not fathom it. They didn't have words. They walked in, and they're both, and like you said, she's egghead, but just kind of slack jaw, just kind of looking at it with her very. Now she looks great.
She does.
I'd say she's got a pretty matte lipstick on. Like her hair looks good.
Looks
she
pink.
Looks great.
Yeah, she looks good.
But she's just kind of like, and just breathing out of her mouth, and and so then Colt and Vanessa sit down, and
he's like, "How you guys doing?" Like a jackass, like a fucking asshole.
Hi. Welcome to Vegas. Welcome to Vegas. And then Jess just says, "Yeah, it's Colt," and she just kind of, she's not even making words. And so
he says, "How's your cats?"
So finally she says,
How's your cats?
And he's like, "Good. How are you? Cats good."
And Vanessa goes, or did he say this? "What was the wedding like?"
No, Vanessa said, "What was the wedding like, Brian?" And he was like, "It was good.
It was good.
It was good.
It's very Keanu Reeves.
We got married and like we had some vows and we actually didn't even get a real license. We just burned some sage and that means we're married."
And it's a little weird that you like hit my wife up to hang out. And then in the confessional when she was like, "So Jess, like, I know Colt is trash man.
Colt is trash man."
So of course he's very gaslight.
He wants to show he changes. No, eye roll. Let's see what he says.
So he starts in and says, "I know I wasn't the best boyfriend," and he confesses, this is the big deal.
Yeah.
He confesses that when he came back from seeing her in Chicago, he fucked Vanessa. Like literally he was fucking Vanessa the entire time. And Jess's face is like, "And this is supposed to be an apology to me?"
He said, "We should have broken up a long time before."
And Jess is like,
"I lied to you.
Who
I lied
is
to you
this motherfucker?"
And so finally, Jess is kind of like, wait, Colt. And she says to him, she's like, "I can't trust you. You trash man. You a liar. I want to listen to her."
And she says, "Tell me what happened." And so Vanessa says, "Well, we did."
She says we started talking when he was with Larissa.
"We met when he was with Larissa, and I was with someone. But we were talking, and they tell Jess that Colt slept with Jess. This is a big deal to piss Vanessa off initially."
And Colt says, "And it worked."
And Jess's face is like, I had no words.
As they're doing this, I'm thinking in my head, I know why they did this. They did this because they all want to be on TV.
Yeah.
But then besides that, I thought, why would you do this to a person?
Right.
I actually thought it was worse.
It was worse. And they were just making it worse because Colt enjoys fucking with people in a way that sounds like, this is why he's a gaslighter, he's trying to make it seem like he wants to get everything out in the open. But by doing that, he's actually making it, he's digging up old wounds, and it's only good for him.
Yeah.
He knew, both he and Vanessa knew, this would not be good for Jess to hear.
No.
This apology is all for them.
It is that thing, it's like we've told people before, are you apologizing to someone because you need to feel better about yourself, or you actually feel like it's something that would bring in healing to a relationship?
And it's not going to bring healing to Jess.
Any, here, I'll move your pillow.
Thank you. You can sit on my new pillow.
I am. I'm going to do it.
It's very nice, isn't it?
Y'all Poodle has new pillows. Oh, it is nice.
I bought them from joybird.com. Joybird.
Hey.
You know what?
Hey,
you're exactly right.
Are they paying us?
Joybird, you need to reach out to me because I'll give you a shout out.
You're not paying me. You want to talk about your couch from Nebraska Furniture Mart or wherever you got it?
That was apartment to be, but that's fine.
Same thing.
Nebraska Furniture Mart. So Vanessa keeps going. "We started having sex 1 month after you guys were dating, and he was doing this the whole time
and
you were together."
Said, "So you lied to me the whole time."
And just like, "I knew it."
Which I guess this gave her what I love, not love, but like about this. This is what we've talked about this a lot on the show, but because we've seen it. This is a lot of, honestly, what a lot of men do to a lot of women.
Oh, yeah.
Is that they are fucking lying the whole time. Not a lot of men. I should say some men. They lie the whole time, but then they play the this girl's crazy card.
Right.
And just says, "I thought I was crazy.
That's the textbook definition of gaslighting.
Yep. And she said, turns out I was right the whole time. Ladies and men, but this, if your gut is telling you something's off, break up with them. Your gut's right. Just end it.
And ask your friends. Your friends will tell you, especially those friends who keep it real.
Unless they're fucking your friend. Then your friend's not going to tell you.
Or like you asked me something, you're like, oh, what do you think? I'll definitely break up with him. You know, I've always thought it was cute.
Come at us. If you asked your best friend if you should be with your boyfriend and they said no because I'm fucking them.
Wow.
Come at us. Let us know.
And so she basically says, you fucked me mentally and talking to Colt. The problem is you. And then he's trying to do, and then Brian starts to say something. He's like, Brian, you're not involved. And Brian's like, well, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, bro, I was on my surfboard and I prayed to the fish gods about this and I'll fuck you up. And so
his eyes are so empty.
Doesn't he have a nice dick too, though?
Wasn't he
on OnlyFans or something like that?
No, he wasn't on OnlyFans.
I thought something leaked.
No, he's got a nice penis. I just can tell.
Oh. Y'all, we're going to talk about somebody who has a nice penis later when we get to Molly.
Oh, yes.
Let me just say the nickname was correct.
Oh, the Turkish guy.
Yes.
Holy fuck. That is a thick, thick hammer.
That is like Thor's hammer.
Good Lord.
It's good.
Monster. Yes, sir.
It could dig a tunnel.
So Jess basically tells Vanessa, you look like Dumbo.
Yeah. She says,
I had to rewind it because I didn't know what she was saying.
She said, you don't look like Dumbo. You a smart girl.
Yeah.
And so, she says,
I don't. Is she equating Dumbo as the elephant with big ears or just dumb?
She's equating. She's conflating the two.
Okay.
Right? So.
Because I was like, thought it was a big ears joke.
She's saying, you don't look dumb. No, I don't think it's a joke. I think she just said Dumbo.
Got it.
So, but.
Open your eyes. He'll cheat on you.
But she is saying it's kind of the last. Because the thing is, yes, they came over to fuck over Jess, but Jess is right.
Yeah.
And Vanessa knows it.
I
kind of questioned Vanessa's motives that she was so on board with this and wanting to do it. I kind of think she might be a snake in the grass, too. I don't have a great opinion of her.
I think doing this with Colby. She's in it for the TV.
Yes, and the fact that she's been fucking him and talking to him while he's been in relationships. Like, not that it's her responsibility for Colt's cheating,
right.
But it is her responsibility for who she chooses to date, knowing they're in a relationship. That's gross.
I think that she's been able to explain to herself away a lot of what she's done.
Oh, yes.
Even though she considers herself probably an upright person. So
they're going to get together. And then
I think they're together now.
And they're both going to cheat on each other.
They are.
And that's going to be glorious.
And you know what, though? Maybe they'll find a way that they can make it work with them.
Maybe. Maybe she'll get pregnant and have a baby that looks nothing like the father, like Alexandra and Josh. I've still been thinking about that, y'all.
That wrecked me.
Y'all,
that was on our class list.
Our class list.
Patreon
and
that we just did.
All, and We found out
that her bio dad.
This is season 3 of 90 Day Fiancé with Alexander and Josh. And Josh,
it was
a Cuban black man. Her father's like a Cuban black man, but apparently she says her father's a Cuban black man, even though Alexandra looks like the father. Well, she said her biological father is a Cuban black man,
but she looks like her father on the show.
But
Vlad.
She literally looks like Vlad, her father, who's too. And y'all, she's white, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
And they have.
Like I said, genetics are fucking crazy, y'all. Who knows?
They are crazy.
But
that baby does not look like Josh's baby.
Yeah. It was something. Something to see. And basically, we're like, whoa. That's all I could say.
And her best friend in Russia that visited the wedding was not white.
Looked a lot like that baby. Anyway, good for them. I'm sure they're happy.
It honestly just proves the point because also, too, I was like, wow, Josh seems real gay to me, but he really got it together to have sex with her.
Who knows?
Maybe he didn't.
Anyway, Jess says
he $5 tier.
He loves me. He make me orgasm. And then there's
multiple orgasms.
And there's a little bit of a lag where no one says anything. And Colt just says, well, thank you, Jess and Brian, for coming. We got some nice parting gifts for you.
Just my glasses.
He's such a weirdo.
Have a good day. We'll be right back, folks, with a word from our sponsor.
Are we taking a commercial?
No, we're not taking a commercial. Or should we?
I guess we could. Boy, we
really fucked that
one up. Fucked that up.
We'll be right back, y'all.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back.
We're back. We're back. We're back with, he's not, he's large.
We're
and
back
in charge.
With Big Ed.
Big Ed. Big Ed.
Large spirit.
Large spirit.
Large ego.
It's true.
Kind of. I wrote one question down first. What? Where does Big Ed's money come from? Because he's bought a new car.
He's a photographer.
Yeah, but come on.
He's not a dumb person. He's dumb in love, but I think he's better at business.
I guess, but he seems like he has a little bit of money.
Maybe a little. I don't know. He doesn't live in a crazy nice house. He rents. I don't think he bought this home. He lived in a simple apartment before.
That's true.
It's nice. He lives in a simple apartment with his mom. I think he probably, you know, some people, y'all in California, or at least, I don't know how, but I've noticed in L.A., people would live in sometimes like shitty apartments, but drive a BMW.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because you can't afford to buy a nice property, but you can pay $600 a month for a car payment.
Right. That's true. Good
so
point.
Maybe that's him.
Do
whatever you want.
So he's going to, y'all, Big Ed, in TLC's attempts to humanize him, he's going to go play golf with his big brother.
And I hate that I enjoyed it. It was nice to see his brother completely drag him.
That's true.
And it made Big Ed more human that he had a brother.
And also,
I did not enjoy it.
That the brother doesn't even understand him, or the brother can't even fathom why he's acting this way.
Yeah. It is completely normal the way they act like brothers. And I wrote down, I will not like you, Big Ed. I will not.
I will not. So he's still terrified of being in the friend zone. Friend zone.
Friend zone.
Take a drink every time you hear the phrase friend zone.
Every time.
He's talking about he held her head, which again, that really distressed us when he did that or tried to kiss her.
It did.
We do get a little insight on the brotherly relationship here. Basically, he was writing this girl letters. They fell for the same girl, kind of.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the woman started asking more about his brother. He's like, well, and that was that. Welp.
Happened to me once with Poodle. Didn't know she had swooped in.
Yep. Should have included a picture of me.
She rolled her eyes and one
batted
night
my
at
eyelashes.
Mickey's, and then he never talked to me again.
Yeah, I threw him away. Maybe 2 weeks later. You wouldn't have needed him.
No, wouldn't have.
I got what I needed.
I really enjoyed Ed trying to hit golf balls of just, fuck, shit.
He's terrible.
Goddamn.
He also has no chill at all with golf. Like, just like he has no chill in life.
No.
And his brother says, Ed sucks at most sports, but he is good at gymnastics.
He was. And so...
every time we see Ed... As a young person, I'm like attracted to him, and I have a real problem with that.
Here's the thing that I went, whoa. His brother says, wait a minute. You're dating a woman named Liz, the same name as your sister? Could you ever date a guy with the same name as your brother?
I don't think
I could date a Brian.
I think I'd get over it. People have no choice over their names. I don't think I could date a Matt.
I know. I couldn't date a Jake.
No.
No way.
That I know.
Exactly.
No.
God.
It'd be another.
God. Ooh, y'all put out in the universe that Poodle falls in love with a Matthew.
No.
Please put it
just
out in the universe.
Another indication that you're in love with me.
Just someone who is rich. Writes poetry and has a huge uncut penis. He can't say no to that.
Can't say no. So they're talking about the date. And
yes, and that's where Big Ed's like, she was crying and I was crying.
He's like, wait, why were you crying on your first date? Which is a good question.
He didn't just question him. His brother shamed him. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
I think this is a good question of why were you crying on the first date?
No one should be crying on the first date.
No, you should be easy breezy beautiful.
There's no crying in baseball and no crying,
and no
on, the
crying
first
on the first date. If things are so raw for you that you need to cry on someone you've, yes, he knows. So maybe it was he did know her before then, but. If you're opening up to someone that quickly, you need to pump the brakes.
It just proves my point that they both have no business being in a relationship with anyone right now.
I kind of think she's as big of a mess now that I see it as he is.
For sure. She needs to be on her own.
I saw a little bit of a spoiler. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, because I'm really good about not watching spoilers.
I saw it on social media.
I saw her braiding his hair or fixing his hair. I think I'm melanated.
There was a picture of them together. I don't know if it's... I think today the last episode is airing.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Well,
next to last.
We do find out, though, in this episode, this is a little bit jumping ahead, but she does say she likes him.
Well, he's possible boyfriend material, we find out.
But, see, the brother says something that's really, I think, a good point. He said, this sounds like a train wreck. You should be dating somebody that adores you. Look, when it's right, it's the easiest thing there is.
And I kind of agree with that. I think there are some people who start and it's a little rocky. They have to kind of figure it out.
I don't think it's the easiest thing there is.
Right.
But there should be a natural, at least the way it's being edited, it's almost like it doesn't feel... like organic, like she wants to hang out with him.
No, nothing about this feels, it all feels one-sided.
It all feels one-sided, and it does feel like.
Feels like she's tolerating him.
It feels like she's tolerating, and it feels like Ed is doing all the work.
Yep.
And it should not. So things could be bumpy, but it shouldn't feel, and this inequality of like who's trying.
Ideally, you guys, you should get signals that the person, you know, you could maybe for the third date. Well, especially I date men, so you would hope that it wouldn't always be me asking to go out. But Ed could be so kind of old fashioned that he thinks he has to do everything. That maybe, but you're right. That leads to very one sided relationships.
Yes, which so Ed says, and which, so then he goes to Liz's house, and he's bringing it up. He didn't talk to his brother about the incident, but he brings up the incident on the way to Liz's house that he went to the restaurant, and oh my God, she was talking to a guy at a bar.
I was like, the incident. What is this? I'm like. What could it be?
Could it be like
that? She's is it like Orphan? That movie Orphan, where it's a girl, little girl, but they find out she's a 30-year-old woman. And what if Liz was actually 56?
I don't know that movie. Is it a scary movie?
Yes.
Then you I wouldn't know watch it. No.
No, it was this. They adopt this girl, and they. I think I'm spoiling the whole thing, but the movie's called Orphan, and they realize that she's an actual, like, 30-year-old woman.
That she's possessed?
No, it's an actual 30-year-old woman they've adopted. He just looks really young.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's normally the...
You know what?
This is the time when you look horrified.
If you shaved, maybe that's how you could get someone to take care of you. And just kind of waxed all your body hair. You don't have much.
So I could act like,
hello, mother. Hello, father.
I'm like, could you adopt me? I'm almost to my 17th birthday.
Please. Thank you.
Yeah. Possibly.
Little poodle, why were you letting that 40-year-old man with a burly chest jackhammer your butt? That's my piano teacher.
But you're a minor. Kinda.
Anyway,
God, we need to make that little poodle animated feature strictly on HBO Max.
Ding! With a little wink
actually,
every time.
Cinemax.
Yeah, I would need a platform. Playboy or what is it? Spice. It would need to be on the Spice channel. Anyway, so
little poodle exclusively on Pornhub.
Sounds about right. So y'all, Ed was at the way he describes it, he's like, she was at the restaurant and hanging out with her coworker, and she didn't really seem to think I was there. And the way he said about it, they're not official.
No.
He has absolutely no right.
No.
This sounds obsessive.
And he is, yes. This is, Ed's like, you know, I like you and I don't want to be weird, but this is, he knows it's weird, but he's saying it anyway because it's
so
none of his business.
You're talking about when they're at her house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So did you notice how many signs, like road signs that her backyard had in it?
I thought it was cute.
There were too many, though.
It was a lot.
It was too much.
Yield, stop.
Bridge ISIS before road.
Yep. Watch for children crossing.
Watch for falling rocks.
True.
But know that, what, do you think it's okay? All these were stolen.
Maybe. You don't know if
you
they were stolen.
You can't just buy road signs.
Yeah, you can. You can get those at antique shops.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think she just thought it was cute to buy road signs?
Possibly. My brother has a Mar road sign that he got.
That's different. That's singular.
But no, he got it from a piece of road called Mar Road.
I want you to come at me. Come at me if you have used road signs in your home decor.
Oh, I think people have.
Like, yield? What's that saying?
My daddy put a stop sign on the garage because my mom one time hit the garage.
That's funny. Also, never call your father my daddy again.
Well, I'm just saying.
My daddy.
My daddy.
That's how you know a Southern boy when they say daddy. D-E-D-D-Y. Daddy.
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 I think you can buy them. Yeah, look at this. Safety signs. You can just buy them.
It would seem like, though, then you could just put them up places for pranks.
I'm sure people do that.
Well, this is just unethical.
Come at us if you know where people have put up signs.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. It makes me feel like not safe.
Anyway, so yeah, he's saying she says, I noticed his texts have been very short, and he's complaining about it, and he has absolutely no business to ask who this is, what their relationship is like, and she's realizing this, and I think he's aware of it in a way, but he keeps going, and it makes me really angry. You're right. He has no business being in a relationship if he can't handle little things like this.
No,
it's also making him seem really fucking controlling and scarier.
Yes, and then he tries to make it that he's so sweet because he says, I don't know how you feel, but, you know, I like you and I want to take care of you.
And he's like, yeah, but I also saw you another time and you were blah, blah, blah.
He missed all these times.
And then you were, like, walking to his car and then I saw you here.
And he keeps telling
her. And remember that one time at New Year's when I saw you there and it was, like, 12:46? I've got it in my journal in my car.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it sounded obsessive.
It sounded obsessive. And then he also felt... Again, I love it when men tell women how they feel. Don't you love that? When she said, we're not in a relationship at all. And he says, are you sure? Because he seems like he likes you.
So now it's jealousy and like a pissing contest between him and this other guy.
And he's telling you, which is, you're wrong. He likes you.
Right. And so now his focus is on something remarkably much more, where a pissing contest with another guy and jealousy. And so now he's jealous of this guy, which is much more comfortable than having to show his emotion towards her. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
But he finally asks, he says, do you think I'm boyfriend potential? And y'all, she says yes, but it looks like her body language.
I wrote liar.
That's what I wrote.
I wrote liar.
Her eyes dart away, and I went, this is not at all. She's like, but if there's a problem with me having guy friends, then I don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, that's where you should have stopped. I don't want to be in a relationship. So he says, so I got a wedding coming up, and it's in Lake Arrowhead. She's like, I've never been to a wedding except for my own. This is the thing.
That's weird to me. That bothered me.
So
who hasn't been to a wedding?
She doesn't have friends who got married?
Yeah. She's like 28 years old.
It's weird.
She didn't have cousins, family member.
It's weird.
It's weird that she's never been to a wedding.
I've met teenagers who haven't been to weddings. But
that makes sense.
20-somethings.
28-year-olds?
28-year-olds.
That's weird.
I think she had to actively avoid weddings.
Actively avoid weddings. I agree. 100% I agree. And it's what you said. Like, I'm like, it's kind of like Vanessa. I'm like, Vanessa and Liz have just as much shit, I think, as Colt and Ed do. And she even goes on to, and here's the deal, y'all. This is quote unquote, I know they've been friends for a while, so maybe it's a little different, but it's their third date, and she's going to a wedding with him.
You don't invite
people to a wedding till you've been dating at least minimum 4 or 5 months.
Because people are going to ask you tons of questions.
Tons of questions.
Yeah. It's not a.
When
you know
are
what?
You getting married, you know, Poodle?
I disagree. If it was your friend. If it was your, but Ed is so crazy, he would probably try to introduce him as his girlfriend.
Totally different if you're a friend, but because he's so crazy,
It's
going to mean more to him.
I've went on plus one dates to weddings where it was just like, we were friends, we just started dating, and it was a friend thing.
You just started dating, though, and someone invited you to a wedding as their date?
Yeah, because it was open bar.
God.
I'll do anything for free alcohol.
But what? But did you know the people getting married?
No.
See, I think that's weird.
I knew people that we had mutual friends, though.
That's weird. It's weird. If you don't know the people at the wedding, you haven't been together for
a while. I kind of agree with you. Yeah.
Now, the open bar.
I don't have the best taste in men. I should say that.
Well, you didn't. You've gotten better.
I have. This was in my 20s, though. They're talking about. He's like, I think it's gonna be. This is time we're gonna get romantic in this getaway to Lake Arrowhead. Already, just like too much, putting higher stakes on it. He's like, so should I get separate rooms or two queens?
She says two queens, and I went present. But y'all, no one, Lake Arrowhead is fine. No one gets romantic in Lake Arrowhead.
No, Lake it's Arrowhead, very family.
It's where you go when you let your kids run outside because you're tired.
Yeah.
And you need to get out of LA.
I agree.
And just it's, drink yourself while they play on a mountain.
It's the family equivalent of yeah. Big Bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
You fucking Big Bear. You take your kids
take
out
you drop your kids off at the water park in Lake Arrowhead.
At the water park in Lake Arrowhead. And then you go drink some vodka out of your Sonic
Say,
cup.
don't come home until it's dark.
Yes. And you got, to our sissy parents, we see you.
We see we you. Hear you.
And we're not judging you for that. In fact, we support it.
One of my friends just said, my kid's getting into the look what I can do stage. And I've said, oh, God. I said, you just need to develop. I said, develop those automatic responses. Yeah, that's great. Because my niece and my oldest nephew have been in that for about 3 years now.
And I it's bet awful. You were in that for a while.
8 to 10 years, I think.
I would still say it could be ongoing. Maddie, look what I could do.
I can touch my tongue. Tongue to my elbow.
Hey, boys, look what I could do. That's all I got for them.
You missed the big deal, the reveal at the very end.
Oh no, yes.
What did you forget?
I watched it. Liz, she had a girl's night out, letting it all hang out.
Not every song is the jump off for a country song from the 90s.
That's actually not in the Maddie Talkin' playlist, just so you know.
Well, I guess you'll have to add it soon. So he calls her. He also does say, and I wrote this down, another high stakes thing. He's like, this trip will define our relationship. And I know, and I get it that production is trying to make him do that to make things more exciting.
Stephanie went into detail about production. Stephanie's video is basically just some of it she's angry about. I'm like, honey, that's called producing. Like, they didn't do anything wrong. They're just producing a show.
She's like, you know, they
made me sound like I had emotion.
Then they asked my coworkers right before I would have to go out for a lunch. They asked my coworkers. They'd have to say, Steph, is Stephanie a cougar? Can you talk about Stephanie being a cougar?
Yeah, I'm a cougar. I said I'm proud, but, you know, character assassination.
Oh.
Y'all, we're going to talk about that video.
But, you know, he's a Christian, man. He's not going to lie about stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
yes, she
Liz
went out.
Had a girl's night.
And her ex showed up.
And her ex showed up. I don't know if it was a first ex or a second ex. But she said she doesn't talk about the second ex.
Yeah.
They got into a fight. She came over.
To Ed's. To
and
be
she
consoled.
Asked too many. He said he asked too many questions. Basically, you
so
all,
then she came over and admitted about him,
and he basically it sounded like he blamed her for telling her ex where she was.
Yeah, he's like, did you tell him where he was? Did you? And she said, "I'm leaving."
This is just total shitty behavior.
It's also she's coming over to talk to you not because she wants to fuck you. It's because you're like her gay. You're not her not gay best friend.
Exactly. And the fact that he's acting like the victim because she left, he's like, I think it's over. There was never it to begin with.
It was never on.
It had never begun.
Begun.
To be over.
We've only just begun. No, just kidding.
I guarantee you, half of more, no, 75% of this relationship is in his mind.
Oh, more.
It's sad to me.
Ouch.
What?
My feet are sore.
Why?
Because I've been Pelotoning.
Your feet shouldn't be
not
sore.
Not my forehead, but my calves.
Oh. That makes
tighter.
Sense. You got to stretch.
I
do
am
what they
stretching.
Tell you to do.
I will not
do
have
what they,
you
do
try
what
to,
they tell you to do and I take do. A 5-minute
post-ride
stretch.
You are not a
stretch.
Peloton expert. You are not.
I have more rides than you.
I've been powdering my father's balls, but I'm so glad that you could ride your bike.
You got your Peloton before me, though.
And then literally, I got it for like a month, and then my father got cancer.
All right.
Y'all, by the way,
allegedly,
my father had a UTI for the last 2 days, and apparently...
caretaking moment.
He's been telling everybody in the hospital, yeah, my youngest son abandoned me and went to fucking California. Because he was pissed, because he forgot why I went. Because he's in the hospital, and we can't go in, because it's stem cell.
He just forgot.
Anyway,
he's
on antibiotics, and now he's fine, sucking on his popsicle.
Can we move on to Danielle?
Yeah, I gotta get comfortable.
Okay. Well, I'll let you handle this. Just don't knock things over in your Lenny from a Mice and Men way. tell me about the rabbits, George. So Danielle, she's with Lauren Lex Missel, the three-headed Hydra, who lives in
Angel Girls. I say angels still.
Or the three-headed murder cult. Either way, y'all. I think it's time for me to go jet skiing, even though I'm scared.
I'm scared of jet skiing.
But I wrote down, what if this could be called How Danielle Got Her Groove Back.
It is. It is How Danielle Got Her Groove Back.
But instead of Angela Bassett meeting Taye Diggs.
Be more like,
Danielle meeting a friendly marlin fish in the water.
Yeah.
Or she wins a stuffed animal at a fair and takes it home.
Yeah, and it'd be played by like Kathy Bates and like an eye, a special eye that always goes off.
I think Kathy Bates is too old for Danielle, sadly.
But it kind of works. Still,
yeah, it kind of works.
It? Because Danielle younger, but she's kind of like...
Kathy Bates would have way too much charisma, unfortunately.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't really think of an actor who could play Danielle.
You would need a character actor, and she would need to be... Anne Dowd is close, but Anne Dowd is also has way too much life in her.
I'm telling you, it would be very difficult.
Y'all, come at us. Who would play Danielle and How Danielle Got Her Groove Back?
Who would play Danielle?
I feel like any recommendation I would make would be insulting.
I'm still fine with Taye Diggs being in this one, too. Always.
But just kind of being the jet ski instructor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would end up dating, that guy that played Tim Toolman's neighbor.
Oh, Wilson.
Yeah.
He
just walks around with the fence in front of his face with a hat.
And then for some reason, Leslie Jordan would be selling like cotton candy on the boardwalk.
Because she'll be in anything.
Oh, she will. And you know what? She loves to make money.
Leslie Jordan is us. We would be in. Y'all, if you pay us a decent amount,
if you gave us,
we'll be in anything.
If you met my day rate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Gave me some crafty.
Bar mitzvah? You want us to sing at it?
I'm there.
Sure. Quinceañera?
Sure.
Si. Anyway, so they...
Muy gracias.
Muy gracias. So they are... they're doing the jet skis, and so...
Did you watch... For some reason, mine was closed captioned. I don't know if this... where they're doing this whole thing, and the closed captioning goes, whooping.
No, I didn't.
She's like, ooh!
Oh, it's all water. And so they're riding around on the jet ski, and
they're like, Daniel, that guy was looking at you. I think he was trying to make out what your thigh tattoo was.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because Daniel is so white.
Yeah.
Which I can't judge her for that. I'm white, white, white.
And they do, so Danielle, have you been getting any more matches? She's like, well, I was swiping yesterday. But I'm insecure about my weight and my looks.
And my looks.
And
I feel for her.
Me too. I will say.
It's not fun when you don't look like everyone else.
Yeah.
And
it's rough because she doesn't really look like these friends either.
I'm telling you. My inner ugly child that I felt being in West Hollywood relates to Daniel so much all the time.
I think, and one of the girls, one of the murder cult, said that a guy pointed out her cellulite once. And
I think Lexi talked about that.
Yeah.
And so, y'all, I just want to say, Because I've been on dates, too, where guys have, like, pointed out flaws to me and stuff like that.
Really? On dates?
Yeah. Or, like, a hookup. Yeah, once. Yeah, I've had guys, several guys, like, point out, like, oh, you will. Like, one guy said, your face is so cute. Just, you're a little too chubby for it to have such a pretty face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I've never had anyone say anything like that to me.
So, I fucked a lot of guys when I was in my 20s. So, these were just more hookups. And they mean it like, I'm giving you a compliment. Like, he was probably thinking, I told you you had a pretty face. But, yeah. So,
I'm mortified that they would say that to you.
Well, I think, maybe because we're Southern, but I think it's a glimpse of so many men just feel like they can talk to women to their face about their appearances, and they have a right to do that. And I feel like that happened to me twice. I feel like for women, that happens to them on both hands. And so, and that's such a trigger for Danielle, because we talk about later what Muhammad did to her.
Right. What was your response? Did you try to act like it didn't bother you? Or
he had a 10-inch dick. I said, just fuck me.
Got it. So you became okay with it.
He fucked the tears out of me, and then he just put me on my back so he didn't have to, or my stomach, so he didn't have to look at my fat belly.
Yeah.
And I just cried on the bed while he fucked me a little bit. Then, I wish any of that was fiction, but you know. And
put a sheet over you. Yeah, wrapped you up like a burrito.
And I wish. I'd like to tell you that I didn't go back for him to fuck me again.
Wow, but you did.
And he didn't turn the lights on at all, but I did. But I did.
I'm glad you have more self-worth now.
Me too. But I'm telling you, I
get it.
I think a lot of women, which is in a good way, what the producers are doing, they're really, you know, we think of Danielle's, she's just so odd.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think this story that she goes through is everybody in their life feels, well, most people feel not attractive or feel like, and we obsess over, well, it's like Lexi was saying, I obsess over the cellulite. I don't know why, it bothered me a little bit, but why, it's crazy to me how we take things that strangers or people that barely know us, they can say something, and isn't it crazy how it'll stick with you for years?
Yeah, especially
and it's like how, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, especially as kids. I remember things that people have said to me as a kid will stick to me because you're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
But no, I remember things that people have said to me. Yeah, people have said things to me that have stuck.
Yes.
I think it's easier if someone doesn't know you, though, that if someone does know you, that's even hurting worse.
Oh, for sure. It hurt. Yeah. But I think that, but that, because they know you. But I'm just saying that.
The offhand way people would do that.
The offhand people way. And it's so, it really goes back to the more you get rejected, kind of the more you realize it's not about you. And Danielle's just got to go through that.
Right. Well, I mean, she's 13 emotionally, unfortunately.
She really is 13 emotionally.
So we get it. She's talking to.
What other people think of you is none of your business.
I think is it Lexi that comes over and says, she's talking about intimacy with Danielle, and she's still dealing with the Muhammad thing about him saying she smells bad on the tell-all, which, you guys,
we haven't seen that yet, but that is
a really, really awful thing to say to a woman, especially on national television, and make her a national joke like that, especially about something that already women feel very self-conscious about, a lot of women. And it's just, that's almost unforgivable.
I wish that but when I watched this, I thought, huh, how often have I heard men in my life talk about the way women smell and things like that? And I thought,
I've heard it.
Not so much here where we live now.
Yeah.
But how often have you heard it back home? Like guys talking. Wow, that's really fucking gross.
You know what, the difference is mixed company.
Well, and it's also not on television.
Right.
So, yes, it is mixed. You're not saying it's right, but you're just,
So,
but it's, you know, it's.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I would have, in any world, even the men at home who are just so, some of them who are so misogynistic and bigoted towards women sometimes. They would never say that in a mixed.
I wouldn't even say that. Like, I think, let's say I was with a person and their dick smelled or something like that. I think I probably would tell, like, you and maybe two other friends. And, like, I wouldn't tell anybody that because I don't want to talk about somebody's body that, like, you wouldn't tell a lot of your friends, would they? Although I don't think I've ever been with somebody and their dick smelled.
I've been there. You just put a clothespin on your nose.
We need to move on.
Go out and play every game. Yeah, when it's sometimes when they take off their pants and it smells like a Parisian cheese store. Yeah, you're like, it's going to be a tough one. Or you do as little oral as you possibly can and get to the floor competition. Get to the floor routine. Yeah, back handspring. Yeah, some of the pommel horse. Yeah, you get to where it's not near your face, not near your olfactories.
Down by your pooper.
Yeah. So I felt bad about this too, and
so they kind of Liz says like, do you need Lexi? Do you need him to apologize? Do you need Mohammed, to apologize.
She says, not that specifically. And then it took me out of the scene because I kept thinking of, I've swum Atlantically, but not Pacifically. Yo, she said Pacifically. She really did. And it just took me out of the whole thing. And I know that's being petty, but I can't get over her saying not that specifically.
Did they subtitle it as specifically?
They subtitled it, unfortunately, as specifically. But I rewound it 4 times. She said specifically.
I missed that. I just...
Not that specifically. But she doesn't... Lexi does encourage her to have a conversation with Mohammed about it, so maybe she can get some kind of closure. It's not going to go well.
Dude. So... I have a question for you, just real quick. How do you let go of things like that that are said to you when you know you're not going to probably... Like, to me, I feel like as a friend, I wouldn't advise her to go get... I wouldn't advise her to go ask him for an apology.
I think that the friend...
What does that give her?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm genuinely asking.
I'm trying to say this in the nicest way towards Danielle. Danielle's a pretty simple person.
She is.
And I think this is...
She's not dumb, but she's emotionally stunted.
In Danielle's version, this is a little bit of getting back at him. This is taking back her... Or Lexi thinks this is taking back her power.
I think it is
taking
back her power.
Of just standing up for herself.
Okay.
So I agree. She's not going to get the closure she wants. However, the women, these friends, the murder cult,
the angels,
they're going to build her up and up. But at least she's done it because pretty
so
much
okay. So that makes
it's
so
the unresolved nature
it's not
of
the
it.
Apology. It's the act of standing up for herself and saying that was not right. What you said.
And the fact this is unresolved because they had never talked about it after that.
Okay, so it's kind of like the some ways like some people who've had assault or abuse want to approach an abuser and say,
right,
I don't even care if you apologize. I'm just telling you what you did was wrong.
And that's a little different. Yes, it's a little different now because I think she feels safe with Mohammed. It wouldn't be
she couldn't do it before.
Exactly.
Okay, that clarifies that. All right, yeah. I got it.
That's I agree with you. The closure. She and Lexi think that she's going to get from that is not going to come from him saying sorry.
The
closure is going to come from the act of doing it.
That's good. Okay, yeah. That sounds...
That's all I think anyway.
Golly, y'all, let's talk about Molly and Kelly.
We're going to the store with Kelly.
We're going to the bra store because one thing I know about are boobs.
The glasses she was wearing.
Are those Darcy's House of 11?
I wrote down the same thing. I wrote down, are these House of 11s? I think they're bad knockoffs, though.
I hope they're House of 11s.
The House of 11 are a little trendier. These looked a little like the Fifth Element.
We should buy House of 11 glasses for our Darcy and Stacey sketches. Season two is coming this year.
Could they give them to us?
I don't know.
I can't believe they're that expensive.
They
maybe.
Did say they love us on Instagram.
Yeah. Anyway, so she said, no other man has ever seen my number. No other man has ever taken an interest in my business before. And so he's walking around the bra store and he's like, what size is this? She's like, that's my size.
My size. He puts it on and y'all, he wants to fuck her right there in the store.
Right.
You can tell. He looks like Poodle on Monday night. Just wanting to devour everything in sight.
And then Monday night, I'll just be sitting here like, just on the couch. Just like, you know how they would like float up in a dream.
Have you already scheduled it? Like, do you already know who's coming over on Monday
night?
Yeah,
I know who's coming over on Monday.
Is this a new one or an old
one? Oh, old reliable. You can't take any chances. It's like old faithful. It always erupts the same way.
Is this someone who, is it been, has he been waiting too? Or has he been with other people?
I did not ask.
I guess it doesn't matter even if he's vaccinated.
Exactly.
Because you're vaccinated.
That's his business.
Although, is he vaccinated?
That sounds like he did get vaccinated.
Okay. I would suggest for you to try to get with other vaccinated people.
I am. The dentist is later this week.
Oh, good. The young one.
I don't want... Don't ask. I'm.
Are you a cougar?
I'm gonna stop.
You're a cougar with your dentist.
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop telling you about specific people.
He bring you shit?
I just hope he brings me some of those. What do they call them? Those little floss things. I'll tell him to bring you some of those.
Those are helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get an AARP discount.
Discount. So. They're basically, there's not much in there. They're in the store. He's into all of this. And that's basically.
They're going to go meet his friend, her friend Nat.
Who's her gay?
Of course. I was like, as soon as she says Nat, I'm like, this guy's gay.
And he is. And so they're going with their friend Yolanda. I don't know how Molly walks in those shoes. Like, I respect her for wearing them, but I'm like, oh my God.
She's kind of Darcy with a little less tact in her way she dresses.
She's kind of like...
I think she's trying to be Darcy.
I don't think so. I think she's very...
Darcy-ish. Darcy-esque. That kind of nice, kind of crazy fashion.
Oh, possibly. Like, I think extra. Like, yeah. Darcy and Molly are always going to be extra.
Right.
Wherever... But I think Molly was always that way.
We'll see the first season. She's less so. She's much less so. The show blew up, so she can be.
So she kind of went off of that. Well, so
she got on Pillow Talk, and it was all
That's true because she was great on Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
So they're walking up, and so it is wise to get your gay on board when you're dating.
Yeah,
I will say. This is a wise
However,
move.
This is not the way to tell the gay to act.
Not the way to do it. First, let's talk about the gays in the room. There's Nat, and
Nat,
then there's his
boyfriend, Monster, who is Turkish.
Monster, who's a huge Turkish guy. Nat was dating.
He's got a nice piece of Turkish delight, if you know what I mean. Oh,
y'all. Monsters.
It's thick.
Monster used to be an...
It's girthy.
He used to be an MMA fighter.
Mm.
And I had to excuse myself
interior
room.
Stands for my asshole.
an MM gay fighter. Y'all, if you find Monster on Instagram...
We need to know.
Send us a profile.
Yeah.
Send us a profile.
And if you can find him on Pornhub, even better.
Even better. So Nat, before, was dating a twink that he brought over.
Yeah.
On a K-1 visa.
And they got divorced. And now they look...
So Molly says, he knows what I'm going through, and he knows how to tell if Kelly's going to be a bad, bad man.
So let me just start off by saying... This is not the best representation for a gay couple that you're going to see on television.
Well, because we're not good representations either. We're
not on television.
But he just says, this guy has no style. He's sauceless.
He's sauceless.
I'm like...
Already you're judgmental from seeing someone. Gay men who talk about straight men in a derogatory way like this... Especially when you're kind of auditioning for the gay men, gets on my nerves.
Yeah, and I knew it wasn't going to go well with all the questions when Nat started with, because he said, I'm going to ask
the rapid
all the
fire interrogation.
But y'all, when
that
you
happened,
go to dinner with somebody for the first time and they start out something like this, so
exactly,
and it's a really long so, they're either going to tell you something horrible,
right,
or they're going to fucking grill you. And he just, what does he ask? He asked
the first
her,
thing is, Molly, the type of girl you normally date. This is not a good question.
No,
already the question implies judgment,
and also it's putting him on. Actually, what he's done, it's what he's doing is hashtag not Southern.
No,
it's not. He, because then he proceeds to ask, do you, what does he say? He basically says, do you have any kids? Have you been married before? What's your last serious relationship? And Kelly even comments like, you're going in.
He puts him on the defensive and he makes an enemy out of him.
Y'all.
Like that. This is such a bad way. I mean, literally, they could not have gone about this worse.
No, not.
Yeah. You can find out plenty. I think. This is comparable to what Bev and what's her name?
Bev did to DeVar. Yeah.
But they at least got a little niceties before they jumped in. And at least they weren't taking so much glee out of it that I feel like Nat is doing.
It was like,
this is a shitty thing to do to your friend, y'all.
And
even though you think you're doing them a favor.
But the thing is that I think he's only doing, and Kelly already said, he's doing the dirty work of Molly.
Exactly.
Because Molly has insecurities about this.
She's afraid to ask him because she's afraid that he'll leave.
Y'all, because you can find out this kind of stuff in a way more casual way.
Just stalk them on Facebook.
Exactly. You talk to them. You have a couple of drinks with them. You talk to them about their life, what they're into. Now, asking if they have kids, that's fine, because if people have kids, they like to talk about their kids.
Yeah. And the fact that she already knows he doesn't have kids, so that should have been off the table.
It should have been off the table.
Right.
And he talked to him about his job, where he grew up.
And also, there's no need to have a heavy meet. They are not engaged. This is not you deciding if he's right for your friend. That's gross. Because no one decides to do that.
God, I hope no one actually tries. I hope no one watches this show and says, this is how I need to pursue relationships.
Or like Big Ed, when Big Ed's like, this is going to determine everything for this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Big Ed says, maybe I should do this relationship like a business.
I love you, Molly, but you're crazy. You need to reel it in. Like, this is too much.
Then, what was the question they asked? Why was your last relationship? First of all, you have no business asking me about that because you don't even fucking know me.
Yeah, and that's what Kelly says, basically. But they said, why did you end your last relationship? And Kelly says, well, it hit its expiration date.
And Molly takes that to mean that all women or all people who...
What do you mean? You mean we're expired?
Like milk.
Like... And
I completely understood, Sam, what that means.
Like buttermilk? Like I just get a twang to me and you just got to throw me out? That doesn't seem fair, Kelly.
What he means that it had run its course. Expiration date might have not been the best word to use there. But
it reminds me of that funny commercial right now. Expired.
Yes.
Where they're ants. It's like a guy. That's one of the best fucking commercials right now.
Anyway,
sorry.
Kelly
says, I'm not going to tell you off the bat.
And then Nat's like, I feel like you should be, how do I say this? I feel like you should be nicer.
Your answers are short.
Telling someone how to feel and behave, y'all.
Nat is a bitch.
I don't like him at all.
Monster. Call me.
Call us.
Call me.
He says, so I'm going to tell you a secret about myself, and then you're going to tell me a secret.
And Kelly said,
what the fuck?
This is, someone was a bully on the elementary playground.
Yeah, he's like,
and Kelly said, no, I'm not going to do that.
And that's when he says, Molly wants her friend to do her dirty work. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, this was a train wreck. It really was.
It was horrible.
Molly is like, don't know much about science books. Don't know much about fucking guys.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
You in danger, girl.
You in danger, girl. Slow your roll and just suck that D and have a good time. That's it.
Don't put tons of shit on it. Enjoy your life. Enjoy meeting people. People say this all the time. They're like, I hate dating. I just want to find the right person and settle down. The thing is, dating is the drill. Dating and meeting people will make you better at that.
If it was always a sure bet, then no one would be dating. They would
exactly. Let me say it again. Dating is the race. That's the race you got to get on.
Sometimes it's a sprint. Sometimes it's a marathon. Yeah. But
you've said that you hated dating, and I kind of enjoyed the challenge of it.
I didn't enjoy. I did not enjoy online dating. Even I really preferred meeting people in person and that kind of. But it was just. I think, though, I was just more comfortable kind of being more authentically me up in person, and some people just weren't.
Uh-huh. No, I get that.
Younger than.
I think you would meet them really quickly, though. You would often...
Well, because there were so many guys that, like, we would have, like, 3 weeks of talking kind of back and forth, getting to know each other online, and then they never wanted to meet.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's a waste of my time. I'd rather like, y'all, talk to me for like a couple of days and let's at least just meet up and have coffee.
I think that's that there is something to that. I think you have to know the ones I've known how if they're only going to talk in like one sentence things for like in 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 things, I won't pursue it.
Or at least it felt like if a guy, let's say we texted like, I don't know, for several days or maybe like a week's worth texting online, if they want to meet, be like a phone conversation.
I think that's fair. That's actually a lot less common today than you would think. So you might have been, you might have been saying stuff that was...
I think a lot of people, though, I know that I've said that, and maybe it's different now, but I've said that where people think, yeah, a lot of people don't want to meet up in person. However...
But even the phone thing that I was saying.
No one went on Zoom dates when I was doing this. And that
I went on a couple.
But that's because of the COVID, starting to happen now. I think people are getting more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Where nobody did that 7 years ago when I was single.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
It's changed a lot.
I'm very specific about who I go out with. Like, I did go out with someone
recently.
I don't
think there's a right or wrong. Yeah. I think it's the...
No, I'm just saying I try to be really discerning about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I won't, if I'm having anything in the back of my mind, I just won't do
it. See, to me, when I can tell crazier easier in person than online for me. So I'd rather go out to coffee with you.
Oh,
for 30 minutes and then I know.
I think I can tell crazy in person, online pretty easily.
I don't know. I think some people really put up a good front.
No, that's true. That's the show, y'all.
That's the show. And what do you mean you went out with somebody recently? Way to door bomb me at the bit of our show.
No, I told you about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because bars are open kind of outside you guys here, so I went out.
He couldn't wait.
We didn't do anything.
You didn't kiss at all?
We kissed, yes.
Hope you didn't get COVID.
He's been vaccinated.
Well, you still had 4 days, 5 days.
I had 2 days.
You know... Just what if all my work of keeping him safe this whole time was just
that I come down with COVID tonight?
Yes. Yes. Tonight.
Even after my first shot.
Yes. Oh, well. Y'all, that's the show. We're going to be talking about more single life. So be sure to jump in on that. You can find us at realitygazepodcast.com. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. If you don't know what to say, you can always say, keep going, queen. Our charity this month is AAJC. AAJC, Asian Americans
Advancing Justice.
They came up with the hashtag Stop Asian Hate in response to just the Asian hate that's happening a lot. And so,
violence.
You can give to them on our Sissy Squad, or you can give to them just on their own website. We're just trying to raise awareness for our great cause. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. If you're like me, you need something specific to talk about. So, call us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.